Hi, and welcome to this episode of Matrix Moments. Given the rapidly evolving situation in the business environment the world over, we're dedicating today's Matrix Moments episode to discuss COVID-19 and its impact on the startup ecosystem. Avi, thanks for doing this. Appreciate it. We're going through an unprecedented crisis globally with the spread of COVID-19. Any thoughts on the current panic? Is it warranted?
So it's they say we live in interesting times, right? I didn't realize it would become this interesting. I would say that there are times in life where a disproportionate response is the proportionate response. And in my lifetime, I think in most of our lifetimes, we probably haven't seen something like this. And I hope we won't again, but we probably will. So no, I don't think there is. See, panic is a very, it's a word that can be interpreted in a number of different ways. I think this situation needs a disproportionate response. I think we should include links. There was a Washington Post article about flattening of the curve and stuff like that. Frankly, if you ask me, the Indian response early was very good, and but I'm a bit wary that now it's not enough. And there is this is a highly infectious disease, and neither of us profess to be medical experts, but it's a known fact that, you know, this one person can affect four people here. And there is a lot of people relying on heat and humidity. And by the way, I'm a believer in those theories that heat and humidity will make it better. But even if it makes it better, the four can come down to two or maybe 2.5. What we really need to do is cut this number of people that can get infected by just increasing social distance, social isolation. And I don't think we are doing enough of that. We should include that link, like I said, to the Washington Post article. And also there was a tweet from somebody about the situation in Italy. And I'm a bit wary that we are where Italy was 2-3 weeks ago. And you know what our healthcare system and our population looks like. So I think it warrants a very, very aggressive response from all of us, not just from the government, over the next 2-4 weeks. Hopefully with that, we will tide over it. But it may well get worse before it gets better. I think flattening the curve, social distancing, recognizing where things stand, and not being either fatalistic or believing in destiny and all of that stuff, we need to take action now. And that fundamental action from all of us is social distancing. We need to cut the number of infections one person can give another. Otherwise, everywhere in the world, you're seeing this exponential curve. And it generally starts at 100 to 200 infections. In our case, we are already at that number. You can argue that given our geographic dispersion and the population, it could even be 1,000, and we may get a false sense of comfort as infections keep rising, and then suddenly it'll explode. And so I think it's critical to take this. I can't emphasize more. If there's one thing in life ever you're taking seriously, take this seriously now. 6-8 weeks from now, if we all look like alarmists, we'll all be alive and happy. But if we are right, we would be in a much more difficult situation.
I hear you. I think this is a message that, you know, we need to get out. I think social distancing is something even I have not been practicing, in the right way over the last.
You're a social admin, so that is all of us are, right? I mean, I'm sitting here working from home. We'll talk about it. We are all working from home. I think it sucks. People make it sound great. I don't like working from home. I like working from work. But anyway, we'll come to that.
You know, how would you compare this crisis to the ones that we've seen before, both here and, you know, outside India? And I wanted to kind of comment on both. What is the possible impact on just broader, you know, the society, economy, and also specifically for the startup ecosystem?
Yeah, so look, obviously, it's none of us have seen this kind, right? So the economic impact is unclear. You're seeing the Fed in the US has cut rates to zero. People might compare it to global financial crisis. People might compare it to dot-com bubble. When were you afraid of dying? And so I think this is very, very different. It is something that will ultimately make us all stronger. But this is a combination of a health and economic crisis. Now, I don't know the answer. You know, there are theories floating around about V-shaped recoveries, which means very quick downturn and very quick upturn. And remember, you have to separate two things, actually maybe three things: health, financial markets, and economy. Okay, and this, there are three theories on recovery: V-shaped, U-shaped, L-shaped. V-shaped is quick deep back out. U-shaped is slower down, longer U and up, and L is you just stay down. Like I said, I don't know the answer. I will tell you that when I compare, at least to your what you mentioned about .com, global financial, and this one, if it plays out the way it has played out in China, where 6 to 8 weeks of deep pain, then what will happen is we will all see a recession. That's given. You know, the US Fed has cut rates to zero because that's what everybody's assuming. So we will see a recession. But is it a one-time hit that we all take and move on from? I would say if it turns out like China, where 6 to 8 weeks later, factories are now coming back online, people are, Apple's only retail stores in the world which are open are in China. Everywhere else they are shut, right? If it turns out like that, tech and startups are going to see V-shape because they can rebound very quickly. So by definition, tech enabled. Some of the offline, depending on the industry, travel, there may be some lingering effects, so they may be U-shaped. I don't know where it ends up being L-shaped. I think it ends up being L-shaped in the main economy if it just takes a lot longer, and then you start seeing business failures. And then business failures, as you know, have a cascading effect, whether it's debt or largely due to credit-driven crisis. So the answer is, this one is much harder to call. I can see an argument for V-shaped. I can see an argument for L-shaped. As far as we in India are concerned, next 3-4 weeks are going to tell us which direction we are heading. If we continue down this linear path, that would be great. I'm afraid that may not happen unless we really hunker down and start adapting these social distancing norms. And if that happens and the heat comes in and, you know, end of April, mid-May, India is boiling and there is no coronavirus, it's going to be a very rapid uptake for the tech and startup companies. And it's almost going to be a huge sigh of relief. But I think the answer will be clearer in the next 2-3 weeks. And I think all of us individually have roles in that. Like I've said, I can't overemphasize this. Social distancing, following those protocols, flattening the curve. It's no secret that our healthcare system is going to be less easy to, less able to handle some of this. Like I said, so far I'm very impressed by the government. So we should now stop looking to the government. We should start looking at ourselves.
Couldn't agree more. You, Tarun, and Vikram were traveling extensively in the US over the last 10 days when this all exploded. And you know, the situation just changed very dramatically, both there and here. But how was it in the US? And you know, how do you think the response in India stacks up to the response globally?
So the response stacks up really well, but I'm very worried that we are where the US was 10 days ago. We were there, people were socializing, everything was normal. And it's 4 stages, right? Again, we should share that tweet and all of this. The stage 1, stage 2, stage 3, stage 4. We are supposedly in stage 2. And you know, people thought sanitizing hands is good enough. Today, it's an exponential curve. It literally changed the day we were about to leave. And today, 4 days later, the US is in crisis. The airports are trying to screen people. There's multi-hour delays. Flights are banned. I think India took a great actions proactively by the government early. They are much smarter. They are being advised by medical professionals. So I'm assuming there's a reason for a calibrated response. The only thing that worries me is when I see people partying and socializing and all of that over the last 2-3 days, because that's what I saw in the US. And then suddenly now that the New York just today has shut down all bars, restaurants, pubs. Disneyland shut down yesterday, which has never happened before. So I think before the government needs to do this, if we were to do social distancing, some of it wouldn't come to pass. All of Italy is in quarantine. So that's what I worry about. So on the one hand, eternal optimist that our karma and our heat and our humidity will help us. But on the other side, our odds are stacked against us with our healthcare system. So I think if we take more responsibility, we may actually turn out, we have an opportunity, and one of the WHO people were talking about that India has taken great steps, better than the developed nations. I think we are at that cusp now where the next stage of steps need to be taken. And I'm surprised not more advisories are coming out for those, but at a very minimum, it's common sense. So I would say we are where the US was 10 days ago, and things blew up since then. And let's hope that the same story doesn't repeat for us.
I think at Matrix, we've taken some early steps, and you know, we're working from home, and you know, we're doing this podcast from home. But aside from that, any changes for us? You know, how we continue to
invest? First of all, I want to comment on work from home. Like I was saying earlier, I don't like it. I think it sucks, but I think I have to adapt. So my two cents to people, and I heard the Canadian Prime Minister is working from home. He made this comment. I think Fred Wilson made this comment that it kind of sucks, but you have to adapt to it. You know, the kids are home. So we are trying to adapt and say that work from home, if it is an inconvenience, what is the positive you can come out with, right? So we have a family workout regimen in the morning, which normally one would not be able to do with the kids running off to school. I have made it a point that I'm fully dressed as if I'm going to work, not with PJs on and pretending to be at work. And I think that mindset is important and required. Apart from work from home, for us, we are in some ways so lucky. We can actually get away with it, right? For us, our remote work can work fairly easily. We still need to adapt. We are still investing. I think part of the way of fighting back is human spirit, right? So we have to continue to do our work, our life's work and our job. So we will continue to invest. Work from home is one adaptation. We have to do other multiple. This morning, you know, you were on the meeting. We had a company meeting this morning. So all our meetings are going to continue as is. How we do some of the other management of diligence and all will evolve over a period of time, but we are continuing to invest. I'm not going to turn around and say this is the best time to invest and we are very excited, because I think it misses the context a little bit and is a bit tone deaf, frankly. But I think our job is to continue to invest through cycles. This is a very deep and scary cycle which has come our way, but our job continues to be to invest through that, and we are continuing to meet companies and will continue to invest on a first principles basis. I think in terms of, if I look at stakeholders, there's obviously our employees, where we have not now, but as of last Wednesday or Thursday, we had moved to work from home because we have to keep them safe. Second is our founders. And I think there we have to do more. I know we are going to be setting up more and more interactions with them. We have to figure out how we interact with our portfolio more and help them through this phase. And obviously third is entrepreneurs and the ecosystem, where it's still easier to engage, which we will continue to do over video.
Yeah, actually, on that topic, you know, founders in India, we've been having a few conversations across the portfolio, and people are already thinking through, you know, the actions to take not only today but also under different scenarios that may play out through this crisis. What is your perspective on an appropriate response today and, you know, down the road?
So I think, first of all, tactically, let's share that BCG stuff that has been going around. There are some articles also on work from home. I think that, though, is the easiest tactical part of it, right? How do you work best from home? But the BCG stuff also has some good strategic planning parts of it, where how do you plan through something like this in terms of business continuity? I have never had, coming back to your earlier question, about comparing cycles, other than health, in most cycles, one has not had to think about business continuity in these startup situations, right? It was, you're worrying about funding, you're worrying about other things, but you're not worrying about how does a business continue? What is the key man risk? How do I have my salespeople still continue? So I think that is a very tricky thing. We don't have the answer. We can be enablers to the answer. I think some of our peers have put out stuff. We should include the link to what Sequoia had sent out. I think Lightspeed did a webinar. If that is publicly available, we should include a link to that, because we have to come together in this. Now, like you know, often I evaluate these things not as an investor, but also as an entrepreneur. I would say as an investor, my view is clear that I would look at the various things like Sequoia sent out, cash flows, continuity, how long can I go, all of that stuff. if I put on my entrepreneur hat, I would be keeping those three recoveries in mind. Is it B, Q, or L? I don't know yet. Therefore, probably till end of this month, I would operate under the V-shaped scenario. And I would say, what are the things I can move to variable costs? Some companies, you know, are taking actions of deferring with a comp and saying, we'll make it back. So you do a catch up, not doing deep cuts. If this situation in India gets worse, now worse is, we know it will get worse, but is it getting into that non-linear exponential kind of a situation? Then I would get more worried. Then I would move it to my plan B, which would be probably more cuts, planning more for a U-shaped recovery. And that would be watching through probably end of April, early May. And if things are really bad by then I would move into the L-shaped scenario, which would be more survival. Now, possibilities are not probabilities. These are the possibilities. Like I said, I'm an optimist. So I'm going to err on the side of saying plan for V right now. And assuming everything else kicks in, that's where we'll end up. But as a business leader, you have to think through possibilities and you cannot get blindsided by them. And so I think in that situation, I would just keep these scenarios in mind and have some clear plans on what would happen in each case, which, by the way, some of our companies have started doing already.
This all makes sense, but it's, you know, still a lot of uncertainty. The situation is evolving pretty rapidly on the ground, at least as we are hearing, how it's playing out globally in India. Hopefully, fingers crossed, doesn't play out as quickly. But, if it does, what should some companies do? And, what is the best practice? Should they be setting up PMO teams to figure out, what the situation is on the ground to ensure smooth business functioning, depending on how things are playing out?
Look, clearly, right? So I think you mentioned that some people have already, there should be one designated person at the co-founder level who's in charge of the situation. I think that is a no-brainer. It cannot be four co-founders in charge of the situation the way it is in terms of business, right? So I would be very clear that, boss, one person in charge of this who has your confidence, who's thinking through all of this, so that the rest of them, otherwise, by definition, you're all going into L-shaped. You have to, the rest of the business has to have this flexibility and the flex. And one person is constantly keeping their pulse to the ground. But like I said earlier, Rajendra, we have, those BCG documents we should share. I don't have all the best practices. We'll continue to share them as they come along. Hopefully, where we publish this, people share their own best practices. But absolutely, there should be a PMO. But more importantly, one person at the co-founder level of authority, responsibility, accountability, who's just in charge of figuring this out. And that's the somber note. The positive note is, look, we have survived everything as a civilization, right? And if ever we were more ready to deal with stuff, it's now. And especially as a country like India, where we have so many, we are at the top of the field in terms of pharma, I'm pretty optimistic that if we just manage to play this out over a period of time, this is going to get much better.
Thanks, Avi. Listen, I think this is an important topic and lots of nuggets for our listeners. Thank you.
Okay. Good luck to everybody, and let's make sure we all stay closely aligned and we'll all get through it.
Thank you for listening, and you can find the transcribed version of this podcast on matrixpartners.in. You can also follow us on Twitter and LinkedIn for more updates.